Is Honeypreet really in Delhi? CNN News 18 has accessed CCTV footage from South Delhi's Lajpat Nagar area showing a woman in a burqa walking with Honeypreet Singh in sans lawyers. Sources in the Delhi police have claimed that the woman could actually be the Panchkula violence accused. Earlier in the day, lawyer Pradeep Arya moved anticipatory bail for Honeypreet in the Delhi High Court, where she claimed that her adoptive father, Gurmeet Ram Rahim, was falsely implicated and that she faced death threats from drug mafias in Haryana and Punjab.
Days after violence in Banaras Hindu University, UP government has finally intervened in the matter and asked the university registrar to take immediate steps to address the concerns of the female students. Meanwhile, Varanasi Commissioner, in his report to Chief Secretary, has said that BHU has failed to deal with the complaint of the victim in a sensitive manner. And now it is believed that University VC's job might be at risk for not dealing with the situation on time.
Australia opener Aaron Finch, who scored a century in a losing cause in the last ODI against India in Indore, has said that Virat Kohli and boys are playing like true world champions. The number one ranked side currently is supposedly a class above the Aussies, and Steve Smith and his boys need to come back really hard if they want to win a game in this 5-match ODI series.
Nokia 8 has been launched in India as the latest flagship by HMD Global. Now the highlight of the new Nokia device is the Carl Zeiss optics embedded into its dual camera setup that also offers features like the Bose effect. The smartphone is powered by a Snapdragon 835 processor coupled with a 4GB RAM and 64GB of internal storage. It is priced at ₹36,999 and will be up for sale starting October 14th.
Set to be one of the biggest launches of this year, the Maruti Suzuki S-Cross facelift has been unveiled prior its launch and the bookings for the same have begun as well. Set to be a Nexa-only product, we tell you everything that you need to know about it. To read that story and more, log on to news18.com.